you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, friends, and welcome to a special bonus edition of the Bill Press Pod. I'm here with my producer, Jay Feldman. He's got a few questions about how I saw the first Democratic debate. Jay.
Well, Bill, all eyes were on Elizabeth Warren tonight. She was the front runner among these people. How did she do?
Well, first of all, I think NBC certainly set the stage for Elizabeth Warren. She was center stage. That was not by accident. She got the first question in the first hour. She got the first question in the second hour. And they very cleverly arranged so that she would have the final 45-second closing statement. They set the stage for Elizabeth Warren. I thought she did very well. She certainly knows the issues. I thought her closing statement was particularly powerful. I don't think overall she dominated the two-hour debate as much as she could have or as much as I expected her to.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how do you think she did? What score would you give her?
I'd give her, I think, an 8, which is pretty good. I'm saying is I don't think she knocked it out of the park. Maybe a stand-up triple.
Sounds good. How about Beto O'Rourke, who was standing next to her, also on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give Beto about a 5, to tell the truth. I thought he was flat. I didn't think he showed the magic that people saw of him on the campaign trail in Texas. First of all, I have to say, I don't think anybody, there were no gaffes on anybody's part. I don't think anybody had a bad night. Mm-hmm. I thought overall, they all performed well. We'll talk about some of the others who performed, I think, better than expected. I thought Beto performed not as well as people expected. I'm not sure he helped himself tonight.
Now, we talked to Julian.
I think a 5. Mm-hmm.
We talked to Julian Castro earlier this week on the Bill Press Pod. How did he do?
I thought Julian Castro had a very good night. I think he raised his profile, and he showed that he not only knows the issues, he's got some real fight in him. I think he moved himself up a notch in the standing of candidates and will be taken more seriously after tonight.
And on a scale of 1 to 10?
Scale 1 to 10, I'd give him a 7 or 8, too. Mm-hmm.
And Cory Booker, on the other side of Elizabeth Warren.
I thought Cory Booker had a very good night. I think he helped himself a lot. I thought he really showed, again, people say he was just like he's been the rap was that he was too soft. It's all about love. He didn't have any fight. I thought he showed some real spine tonight on a couple of issues and some real leadership potential. I think he also helped himself and moved himself up a notch. And I'd give him an 8, too. Mm-hmm.
And Amy Klobuchar, another person near the middle.
I think Amy had a so-so night. She, in a sense, she came across as more personable than Elizabeth Warren. But I don't think she differentiated herself that much from the pack. I don't think she helped herself that much. I'd give her, maybe a little better than Beto, a 6 maybe.
Now, from the far ends of the stage, I thought the tall man on the left, Bill de Blasio, had a loud night, at least. What did you think?
I thought, first of all, de Blasio is a big guy. Gosh, mm-hmm. Physically, he dominated there at the end. But I thought he showed, I liked the fact that he jumped in a couple of times. He didn't wait to be called on, which as a debater, I think is a good move, just to show that, he's in the game and he's serious about the game. I thought his closing statement was very good. And I think he had a good night. I think before this, some people thought he was a Johnny come lately joke in the race. I think he showed tonight that he's not. He's a serious contender. He had certainly a good six, if not a good seven.
Mm-hmm. And who in the ends, in the so-called lesser candidate, minor candidates, or candidates not polling as well, who had the best night, do you think, of that group of people? Did anybody break out?
Weirdly enough, I thought John Delaney did pretty well, better than expected, certainly. And he was treated unfairly, I believe. I counted three times when he tried to speak and Lester Holt and Rachel Maddow cut him off and wouldn't let him finish. They did that. They didn't do that to anybody else. And but again, he came across, I thought, as a no-nonsense businessman who wants to get things done. I'm not saying he's in the top tier of candidates, but he made good use of his time tonight. I thought one who of the lower rung candidates, if you will, who did not do that well tonight was Tim Ryan. I don't think Tim had much of a message. I mean, he does say, I understand. I represent the Rust Belt. That's the working class Americans that Democrats have to face. But he didn't get that much time. I don't think he used his time that well. And I really don't understand his getting into the fight with Tulsi Gabbard over the fact that we should stay in Afghanistan and not bring our troops home. I don't know what that wins him in a Democratic primary.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard's a person we haven't talked about, and Governor Jay Inslee of Washington, or another person we didn't talk about. What were your impressions of those two?
Again, I don't think anybody had a bad night. I thought Tulsi Gabbard performed well. I thought it was very smart of her to stress her military credentials. I think she won that little back and forth with Tim Ryan over getting out of Afghanistan because she said that the fact that we ought to stay engaged is not something that she would tell to the parents of the two American soldiers who were killed there this week by the Taliban. I thought Jay Inslee did well, too. Again, not a superstar tonight, but he had one message. It was climate change. That's his issue. He stressed it, and he talked about the fact that he doesn't just talk about it. He's got things done as governor of Washington. So I thought he had a good night, not a great night, but a good night.
Was there a line of the night you thought was the best one? Maybe canned, but maybe ad-libbed, something you liked?
I thought maybe the best line of the night was when Julian Castro said, seeing that photograph of the father and his daughter who died trying to cross the river to get into this country when they were denied entry at a port of entry, and Castro said, it's not just that should bother us, it should really piss us off.
I think that was a strong one as well. Who stood out for you on making a connection with voters, which is the thing that this is really all about right now?
I do think Elizabeth Warren stood out in that regard. I thought she showed that her common theme was, look, I'm going to fight for you. We can take on these big corporations. We can do it. I'll do it. And we need people with courage to take that fight and lead that fight. I thought she connected. I thought, again, Cory Booker did too, and I thought Julian Castro did. The three of them, I thought, had the best nights.
Before we do Thursday's debate, any thoughts about Wednesday's debate?
I got to tell you, I was impressed with the field. I thought it was going to be very lopsided tonight. It was going to be all Elizabeth Warren and the others, like also Rands. I thought we saw 10 really outstanding candidates, outstanding individuals. I'll tell you one thing. I would take any one of them over Donald Trump. I also thought, just one other line, when the very last question was, who is the most existential threat to the United States today? I thought Jay Inslee won that round when he just said Donald Trump.
What should we be looking for on the Thursday night debate?
Thursday night, I think what we're going to see is, first of all, a much more lively debate. I think there's going to be a lot more back and forth among the candidates. And I think what we're looking for is can Joe Biden hold his own up against Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke? Pete Buttigieg on the same platform, and Kamala Harris. And I think to a certain extent it's going to be people ganging up on Joe Biden. And the question is, does Joe Biden come across as someone who is tough enough not only to take them on, but to take on Donald Trump? So if tonight was a test of Elizabeth Warren and her strength as a candidate, I think tomorrow night, Thursday night, is going to be the test of Joe Biden.
Bill, that's all my questions for tonight.
Well, it was a good first night, and the second night, Thursday night, is going to be, I think, again, even better, even more lively, and certainly worth watching. Well, thanks for listening, and that's it for this special edition of the Bill Press Pod. Looking at the first Democratic debate, we'll be back tomorrow with another special edition looking at Thursday night's debate. Don't forget, tune in to the Bill Press Pod wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. And don't forget to subscribe and to give us a good 5-star rating. That really helps us. We'll see you again tomorrow.